Now, you've been through a few of these before. Does your approach to training camp change, or has it changed this year than it has in years past?
You know, it has. It's changed here. You know, I think, you know, some places are extremely physical, some places are extremely mental. This one's a little bit of both, you know. But for me, you've done the physical aspect for so many years that that's kind of second nature. So you continue to push yourself there. But as I hit on before, the mental aspect, to really know this offense inside and out. So no matter what aspect they call me to do, I've got it down pat, and it's just second nature. You know?
I read this in the media guide, and this was kind of a little bit out of left field. But you want to own some Dunkin' Donuts after you go back.
You know, we've looked into it. You know, it's I knew a guy growing up. My dad built some for a gentleman down in Palm Beach that owned a bunch of them. And you know, we're always looking for things business wise to do that aren't too risky, that have already been proven to work. And you know, the restaurant business is a tough business, so we're praying about it and just seeing what happens.
Is it one of those things where you came up here and you realized, wow, there's a Dunkin' Donuts literally on every corner, and then you went home and it sounds like, you know, there were few and far between, for lack of a better
term. It's the you know, and honestly, you know, that there's, and I want to do mine in Alabama, and there's none there. You know, we live in South Florida during the off season, and they all do very well down there. You know, their coffee sales, my mom's addicted to it. You know, so you know, it was something. You know, you see the signs in the stadium. You know, I've always kind of I don't want to say not have a business mind, but I'm always thinking, okay, hey, you know, there's life after football. What do you want to do? How do you want to do it? And so the Patriots helped me to get in contact with the organization, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
There's a couple guys, too, in that locker room, like Rosie, who are, you know, guys who are setting themselves up for life after football. Talk a little bit about how important that is, especially you. I mean, again, you've been around here for a few years already. It's kind of, you know, maybe thinking about transitioning to the next stage of your life.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is year 7 for me. And, you know, in this game, you never know, barring injury or anything else. You never know when your time's going to be up. So for me, it's just, you know, I've got two gorgeous daughters and a beautiful wife at home. And, you know, we've been smart with the way we've been blessed financially. But, yeah, you're never going to get to a point where you're just going to sit on a couch at home. I could never do that. So, you know, we're just prepared for the future slowly but surely.